views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, the founder of Women of Wisdom, and it's exciting. We're right now in the midst of conference this weekend. We're at Women of Wisdom conference at the North Seattle College, and lots happening. We have a special evening tonight with Laurie McCammon, who is the author of Enough, How to Change the World in One Word. Lots of workshops going on. You can just come down to the college and sign up for things. There's room in so many workshops, and there's a variety of topics. You can just go to the website, www.womenofwisdom.org. Lots of creative arts workshop, and it's always great to come away with something that you made, and we learn a lot from using our hands, especially when we're kind of led through a meditative process or whatever the presenters do to get you in that space to create something. So it's a very exciting weekend, and we hope you join us. Just go to North Seattle College this weekend. Today, I have a special guest who's giving a workshop on Sunday evening, this Sunday, at 6:30. It's open to men and women. All the events Sunday night are open to men, and also our evenings are tonight's talk as well. Her workshop is Coming from Fullness, the Powerful Pleasure of Song, Chant, and Tantric Mantra. It's Gina Salah. She's well-known in Seattle area. She's been chanting since her early childhood ashram days, and has deepened her practices in the Himalayas, a Buddhist monastery, and in India with her teachers in Sanskrit mantra, sound tantra, and classical Indian singing. Her performance credits include Cirque du Soleil, the United Nations, and at many festivals. She has a great warmth and humor and devotion, and Gina weaves together her passions for Indian classical music, Sanskrit, relaxing grooves and story in her offerings, and she leads retreats and classes internationally in sound, voice, and mantra. So welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here with you guys.
Yes, well, I would love for you to start with an opening chant, and it would be a great way to start the interview and get us into the groove.
Sure. You know, so every morning I start with something, and this is a chant that I sing every morning, and I have since I was a little child at the ashram. I lived in a Hindu ashram as a child, but I was also raised Christian, and I sort of started this appreciation of sound so young. And it's from a tantric text to the Divine Mother, and that's the Divine Feminine in men and women, but to the Divine Feminine. And basically what it's saying is, let everything I be, everything I do be your worship. So rather than just only when I go to temple or only when I'm doing a particular, like mudra is called sacred, mudras are sacred gestures in the Hindu tradition. And in many traditions, actually, we have it also in the Christian tradition, the Catholic. Mantra, of course, are sacred sounds and sacred words, words of power that help the mind to relax and remember who we are. So basically, it's an invocation and a prayer to help me and us really remember who we are and to come from that fullness. So I'll just sing it. Oh, Divine Mother, may all my speech and idle talking. Be mantra. All actions of my hands. Be all eating and drinking, the as offering of oblation. Unto thee, prostration. Unto thee, our pleasures be as dedicating my entire self unto thee. May everything I do be taken as thy worship and love,
Wonderful. Thank you. Nice way to start the day.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it helps me too. I had a run around morning, and to just stop and remember our source and to let the breath slow down like that and let the mind be focused on something, just like in a yoga pose when your mind and your vision focuses. So that's kind of my melody and version of an old Sanskrit centric text.
Thank you. Well, let's talk about how you, what it was, you know, what was it like growing up in an ashram? You know, it's a unique experience for a Western person, and what that did for you. You know, I imagine that just led you on this path of your journey.
It did. You know, I didn't live there my whole growing up, but in my early childhood years, I did, and it was very like a very a very focused ashram. It was in the Shivananda tradition, and it was unique in that the head of the ashram was a woman named Swami Shivananda Radha. And in that time, she founded the ashram in 1956. And so she was still, you know, facing all of this, how can a woman lead an ashram like this, all of this mindset. So one thing it did is it helped me really, along with my own mother, see how powerful women are. I mean, I think one of the things we're facing in some of the, you know, current things we've seen politically, women being shut down and stuff, is because the feminine is powerful, and it can be scary for anyone to encounter that if they don't respect and understand and honor that. And that's in terms of our emotions. Our emotions, I would say, are Shakti, which is feminine, creativity, some of the inner wildness. So all of that femininity, which is powerful, I think in a lot of culture is seen as sort of something to be contained and controlled and fearful of, and therefore maybe pushed down. But in the Hindu tradition, and in my experience growing up early on, it was sort of like the feminine is powerful, the masculine is powerful. So there was that. And then the other thing is I just got a really deep appreciation for the power of sound and mantra to clear the mind, to balance the body, to allow us to come into resonance with the highest vibrations so that we can relax back in who we are. Like, for example, this morning I needed to do that chant just then. And it really has an effect. And every single day at the ashram as a little child, we chanted. And, you know, regardless of someone's spiritual path, spiritual tradition, all of the spiritual traditions have used voice and chant to connect with our higher self or the absolute, whatever one terms that, which is bigger than our individual ego self. So it gave me appreciation for all of that.
Yes, yes. Well, and so let's talk about, because you lead a lot of retreats, you do a lot of concerts, mm-hmm. and create that space for people to experience their voice. So why is the voice so healing?
You know, there's a couple ways to talk about it. One is just from a physiological standpoint. When we use our voice, you know, if you think about it, the inhale is shorter and the exhale is longer. Like if anyone on this call went, as long as I hold it out, that's extending the exhale. The other thing is, there's actually a physical component of coming into our body. You know, like I sort of do this sometimes in the beginning of a workshop or a session. Anyone on the call could put their hand on their chest, and I'm going to say, and I'm going to invite you to say it with me wherever you are. But you can physically feel that vibrate, maybe one hand on belly to feel your breath moving down. And it brings us into our heart, into our body, into our breath, which calms the nervous system. So I just do an ah like that. Ah. And you can even play with it. If we did that for like a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes, literally it has a very measurable effect on the nervous system and the physiology. And something that I say a lot is a lot of what we think is someone's personality is actually their nervous system acting in a certain way. And that puts us in fight or fright or flight or freeze or any number of things.
That's fascinating. Well, we're going to have to take a short break and come back and talk more about this powerful voice healing and sound healing and all that you have to offer.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. 1 day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's SOLTEC wellbeing.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Gina Salah, and she's doing a sound workshop, mantra, and, you know, you've been hearing her chant on this interview, so you want to come experience that when she does her workshop at Women of Wisdom. So, Gina, you were talking about, you know, the healing effects of the body and the effect on the nervous system and all when we do use our voice and sound like you've been beautifully demonstrating on the show. Do you want to add anything about that?
Yeah, thank you. You know, in addition to the physical effects and the effects on the nervous system, when we share our voices, I feel like our voices are sort of our inner apothecary shop, our inner medicine chest. They also affect us, of course, mentally and spiritually and emotionally. And it's really, you know, it's the one thing, I believe each person's unique voice and unique voice signature is the thing that connects us through all levels of our being and that can actually harmonize the emotions. You know, it can help release emotions, right? That's why a dog yelps if it gets hurt. That's why we yelp, unless we're too socialized. But we need ways to allow emotional energy to move and to flow. Emotion is energy in motion. But we can do it in healthy ways, you know, in the vehicle of a song. I think that's why even sad songs or upset songs can be healing, because it helps us to move energy, right? And to be the witness of what arises. And then certainly love songs, tender songs that put us in the heart. I love to do that in my workshops and my classes and help people find their own songs. And then spiritually, see, I don't see all of these things as so separate, right? If what we're permeated by and live and have our being in is that one, that also it's also spiritual. And whatever it is that opens your heart to something bigger than your limited ego self, whatever it is, for some people it's nature, for some people it's Divine Mother, Jesus, God, whatever it is, when we really rest back and find our center, often that devotion starts to blossom, or that appreciation just naturally opens up like a flower, and it's not something that has to be imposed. And our voices, by bringing us to a place of calm and center and authenticity and realness and power, help us to be able to even open and experience those things.
Yes, there's something about that, you know, tapping into, it's kind of freeing, like it takes you out of your kind of what you're going through emotionally at the time. Mm-hmm. You can kind of release it, yeah. and then get big, you know, inspiration or big ahas, like, and answers to the questions you have instead of thinking through those questions.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's great. So, and I love how, you know, cause I will say you have a great presence on Facebook, and I've seen some recent posts have just been very calming for people of, you know, we're all in this uncertain time, so much going on. And so you're blending that political and the spiritual by keeping people focused, reminding them our heart center and being in our, coming from a place of love and so I'd love for you to share a little bit of that connection, the spiritual and the political, that can help people in this time.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's sort of like whatever I whatever I think is my personal issues and my personal feelings and my personal fears, right? I can almost widen my vision by feeling the vibration of that, by singing into it. I mean, we can feel no matter what culture we're singing. There are mothers who worry about their children. There are people longing for love. There are people upset about the government. The personal becomes transpersonal. And just like how salt in a glass of water is very salty, but that same amount of salt in a lake is palatable. Something about when we widen our perspective, we start to feel our shared humanity. And my small mind, Gina, I'm an activist. I feel very passionate that there need to be rights for all. I'm very passionate about women's rights, being civil rights, as it seems so obvious. I'm passionate. But I want to come from a place of that inner power, that inner certainty, rather than a victim place like, how dare you do this to me? It's more like, this is what I know to be true. And so these practices in sound and sound tantra, like I share in workshops and retreats in my sound school, they help us to come like a mountain or like an ocean that can be already knowing the power of this. And that has a really different effect than only coming from a victim perspective. And that's not to say we don't feel angry or cry sometimes, but it's that we keep connecting to our biggest self. And when we unite like this, this is what makes a difference. This is why, you know, Rosa Parks had power. She was like, nope, this is my seat, you know. So it all starts as an inside job. And also the other thing is everything I see out there, as much as I may not want to admit it, it's in me. So every time I see something that really upsets me, my practice is to go and see, where is that in me? And can I forgive myself? And can I love myself in that? And therefore, I can see that that's just a person's misguided, you know, that's their path right now, but it doesn't have to be my reality. Does that make mm-hmm. sense?
Yeah, very wise words for people. You see so many responses to what's going on right now, and yet we're seeing people coming forward in very strong, powerful messages. I mean, even the Grammy Awards with some of the music and last night were powerful in that way. And I think it's more powerful to be for something, which, you know, than against something.
Absolutely. Yeah, because we're creative. That's an inherent thing. We're generating and creating rather than trying to destroy an old thing. We are coming as co-creators of this culture. And that's way more powerful than trying to hold back a river or tear something down. And that's what, as we're all inherently creative in our voices, every time you say something that wasn't on a script, that's creativity. So it's a big passion of mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's why one of the reasons like for Women of Wisdom and people like you that come to Women of Wisdom to share this wisdom, excuse me, to other people, is that claiming of our voices and being strong and that feminine voice that you talked about in the beginning of the show, of how important that is and the power of the feminine. And what do you think the role is right now for women and for the feminine? You know, it's been squashed for so many, you know, millennia, and it's rising, and yet we're still, you know, it's amazing. Here we are, 2017, and we're still, seems like, I don't want to use the word battling, but you know, we're still, it's still that upward climb for women to be having total equality.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Sometimes I see the recent political things and I'm like, what year is this?
Yeah.
But I still think, you know, the role of women, so the feminine, I often look at it in a big context. The feminine, like I said earlier, I believe part of the feminine is emotions in men and women. And so it's to honor all of the emotions, all of the feelings, the sort of wild, kali, you know, fury, the tender nurturing, the sensuality of the second chakra, all of this, to bring it all together, but also to be able to hold it. Like, you've seen those pictures of these beautiful statues of the Great Mother. They're sort of holding and big, holding the world, holding, you know, cornucopia, that we can hold it all. And we, again, I don't think any woman, if we're really in our power, in our awareness, could deny that the feminine is so powerful. It gives birth. I mean, women are powerful. And I believe that our role is to remember that, help us all, men and women, come back into our heart and our emotions to obviously stand for equality for all. But that's also something that the feminine does, you know, as it protects and honors and cares for its children, but not in the old way of doing battle in a masculine way, but in just knowing, owning, giving voice, being creative. And that's what I loved about the Women's March. I mean, can you imagine that many people, millions around the globe, and there was really almost no violence? To me, that bodes extremely well for what we're moving into and what we're standing for. And the other power of women, of course, and the feminine, is to come together as a we instead of as a me top down. And I think that's what we're doing.
Yes, we had a focus a couple of years ago, Woman was an I am we. And there's that shift. It's not about me. It's about us. It's about us doing this together.
Yeah.
And in singing together, coming together to chanting, you do these kirtans where people come together and what you'll do at Woman of Wisdom. Everybody's voice is coming together. You feel that power of that we.
Yes. Yeah. One of my passions, of course, even in the Cirque du Soleil and retreats and everything, is cross-cultural singing. So not just Hindu chanting, but, you know, I'll sing a passionate, well, last night we sang in Arabic, we sing in, you know, Orisha tradition from Yoruba, Africa. We come together and we feel the juicy pleasure of our voices, you know, singing in these different ways. It's like, you know, you don't only dress in one outfit all the time. You get to try it on and play with these different ways of being and the deliciousness of that. And that also helps us feel our unity beyond just an intellectual understanding of it. So, you know, for me, it's all about empowerment, but it's also empowerment through the deliciousness of connection and sensuality in our own bodies, feeling the pleasure of the power of our voices, releasing shame, and having fun connecting to each other and to spirit.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, and you have we don't have time to talk about it, but you have an Awakening Voice Sound School. You lead retreats.
Mm-hmm.
You go to India and Mexico. So please give your website address where people can find out about all these amazing things you do.
Yeah, especially if you want to go deep, the Sound School is a really great thing to check out. It's just four times a year. My website is www.ginasala.com. That's G-I-N-A. S is in Seattle, ALA.com. And there's information there. I'd love to hear from you.
Great. And everybody come see her this Sunday at Woman of Wisdom, Sunday nights, open to men and women at 6:30 at North Seattle College. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Gina.
Thank you. I'm always happy to be part of Woman of Wisdom. And thanks for all your great work.
Yeah, well, thank you for participating and being being part of our community. So this is Chris Stainless. You're listening to Voices of Women. I'm going to come back. I'll be speaking with Lori McCammon, who's speaking tonight at the conference on Enough, the transformative power of Enough.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
Chris Stainless is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanija on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Bedili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Well, welcome back to the show, Voices of Women. Next, I'm going to be talking with Lori McCammon. She's an author and blogger who covers topics such as the divine feminine, indigenous wisdom, conscious empowerment, evolutionary biology, and heart-led leadership. She founded a circle-based women's organization, Women's Institute of Maine, and she served as the executive director for two consciousness-raising organizations, Imagine the Good Foundation and the World Institute of Social Architecture. She received the Enough message as a divine download in 2011 and spent 3 years decoding it. So she has a new book that was out this year called Enough, How to Liberate Yourself and Remake the World in Just One World. She presented this Enough message at the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in 2013 and 14. And she's been speaking about this important topic of enough. You know, it's that message of that we always say in our voice, the voice in our head says, I'm not enough. Now, Lori is going to be at the Woman Wisdom Conference. She gives her keynote talk tonight at 7 o'clock at North Seattle College. And also tomorrow, a workshop is called For Women, Enough, A Deep Dive into the True Essence of Self. And that's going to be tomorrow at 9 a.m. at the North Seattle College. So welcome, Lori.
Can you share your website? And perhaps you have things there to offer people or... Yes, I do. So the website is www.weareenough.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Lori McCammon, author. And I'm on Twitter at Enough Message. And yes, there's a whole bunch of freebie stuff on my website. You can watch a meditation video. You can download a free mini guidebook that goes along with my book. And you can find out about all the things that I'm doing. And there's a blog on there as well, lots of articles. And there's a quiz as well. So there's a whole bunch of cool stuff on there.
Okay, great. And also you're going to be at Woman Wisdom in Seattle. So people can experience you in a workshop setting for a whole day. You know, I mean, it'll be very experiential and getting more in depth of finding these little pockets of kind of insecurities about feeling enough in our lives. And I want to go into talking about this, how we compare ourselves to others and we feel less than, and also that this, the competition, we've been seeing a lot of you hear about bullying with girls. We've seen and witnessed the meanness on Facebook around this election time and all these this kind of aspect, especially women with each other, of resenting others who are health actualized, that they're on moving on with their life, and that whole competition and comparing, I can't do it, somebody else is doing it, you know, and
right. Well, I think, first of all, I think all of that is a signal that we are not believing that we are enough. So when we work on that core message about ourselves and we understand that we are born enough, you know, I do this exercise where I say, if you, you know, when we see a newborn baby, you know, everyone would agree that that baby is enough, and yet the baby has not achieved anything yet, owns nothing yet. So when did you think you lost your enoughness? And so, and we don't. We don't lose our enoughness. It's always there, and who we are is completely unique. So when we lose track of the fact that we are precious and unique, we're apt to always be looking outside of ourselves to feel good about ourselves. And the way we do that is we shame or blame others in order to elevate ourselves, or we criticize what we see, or we get angry or frustrated or jealous when somebody else is doing something similar to what we're interested in. And really, all of this is such a crying signal from within your soul that says, pay attention to your enoughness. Like, really understand and appreciate your divine gifts, how unique you are, how you are the only person on this planet who can live your life and bring the gifts that you came here to bring. Because, yes, there's lots of people out there doing things similar to what you may want to be doing, and you may not have self-actualized it yet. Maybe the timing isn't right. Maybe you haven't trusted yourself or felt you're enough yet. All of these things, you know, are signals, I think, to put us back on our path towards who we really are and what we came here to do. Because I really believe that we all, every single one of us, have come here with enough of everything we need to achieve what we came here to achieve. And it's so easy to get distracted. And one of the ways we get distracted is by comparing ourselves to others. And I have to say, when I was writing my book, I intentionally stopped reading other people's books because I knew that this world is loud. And it's so easy to get distracted, to get jealous, to get insecure when you are comparing yourself to other people who are out there already. So put it away, really hear your own voice. If you spend the time really honoring what wants to come through you, what's your passion, what are your divine gifts, and give that the attention it needs, jealousy turns into finding mentors. Like, you find someone who's self-actualized in a certain way that you haven't yet, and you learn from them. You partner with them. You find out more about how did they get there and what kind of effort does it take to self-actualize this kind of thing. So, you know, we lose an opportunity when we go into jealousy, resentment, shaming or blaming somebody else that we're jealous of or that we want to elevate ourselves against. Really, all of this is a signal that we need to turn within to honor ourselves, to appreciate and notice the person that wants to come through us, you know, and actualize into the world.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, it's not us against them. It's you know, cooperation and co-creating and finding people of like mind. You may think, well, she does this too. Why? How could I possibly do this? But, you know, there's partnerships and there's wonderful collaborations that can happen that I find more exciting than if I'm just by myself.
Absolutely. And I'll just tell you about one that I'm currently doing. I love working in a team setting. In fact, it was really hard for me to go into the solo space that I needed to do this book. So I knew I had to bring my own gifts forward, because I think once you do, then you're more apt to participate with a real open heart with other people. So we are developing this guidebook, and I'm doing it with 8 other women from across the world. And we've been working on this for like a year and a half or so now to do a companion guidebook to the Enough book. And it has been the most wonderful process. We love each other. We respect each other. The gifts combined are so much more than any one of us could bring forward alone. We have a sense of community and resiliency that comes from really being able to get to this we space. We call it the we space. But the prerequisite, the sort of like the price of admission, is to really feel that you are enough and you don't have to borrow that enoughness or compete with other people. It's within you already. And when you combine with other people who know that, it's the world we all know is possible, that Charles Eisenstein says, the more beautiful world that our hearts know is possible. It's really possible to do that with other people who understand that this is really how co-creation works.
Yeah, and that seems to tie in with something else that that you shared with me about that there's this old never enough story, that we're creating a new story of enough, and it's timing with the planetary transition that we're being called to into this new pattern. I'd love for you to talk about that.
Yeah, sure. You know, when I was doing my research, one of the places where it was to me most fascinating is when I went into systems theory and I understood sort of the bird's eye view of humanity's path through growing consciousness. And, you know, how we basically go from this infant stage of being completely dependent on Mother Earth to provide what we need to the childhood phase in which we learn how to repeat what she does, such as, you know, agriculture, for example, and other technologies that we've, you know, been really good at doing. And then we've come upon this phase, which we're still in now as a world culture, this adolescent phase, which is very self-oriented, very short-term oriented, very into fads and surfacey things. And what is so exciting to me is that systems theory is applicable to everything, including humanity's growing evolution, consciousness of evolution. So what always comes after adolescence is adulthood. And we are already seeing evidence of people who are ready to embody a more adult way of relating to the world. They see things from a global perspective. They're ready to take responsibility for solving problems of the world, for helping their fellow human beings, for caring for the environment. And I look at, like, Standing Rock, for example, and it's the perfect example of what that is, that adulthood phase where you're standing your ground. It's not an us versus them. It really is, I am standing for the truth of our global reality and future generations. So this is, you know, truly what's exciting, and it's really being called from us, each of us, to really step out of that old never enough story, which saw ourselves as separate from everybody else, in competition with everybody else. And that's actually extremely disempowering, as is the hero victim paradigm that we've been growing up through, because it keeps us separate. It keeps us in separate roles. And, you know, we really meet at this deeper level of our essence selves, of our humanity. And so that's what we see, like, at Standing Rock, with the veterans coming out and the tribes uniting from all over the world and, you know, various other people who are coming in and helping and supporting. So I think it's really incredible that we are seeing this breakthrough to a whole new paradigm, this adult version of what we can be as a humanity.
Yeah, I think that's a big inspiration that's going to move a lot of social activism to a whole new level. I have a friend there, and I interviewed her. She'll be on my show on December 30th. She's been there since August, working in the medical area, and amazing stories. We're going to take another break, and we'll come back shortly and talk more with Laurie McCammon about the story of enough.
Is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams.
She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Welcome back to Voices of Women, and talking with Lori McCammon. And we sort of ended talking about the power of people working together, you know, a standing rock, and that impact of that they're protectors rather than protesters is amazing, and people coming from actually tribes that have been at war with each other for hundreds of years are coming together to work, you know, just for the purpose of protecting the water. It's so powerful, and it's such a, I think it's going to have an impact on us, on our, in our moving forward in the social activism that we need to be all be participating in. And seeing people coming together, I think it's giving us hope, like, oh, wow, you know, we can make change. And I want you to share a little bit, Lori, about, because one of the things that you talk about is how we give up our power and our voice to leaders and experts, and mm-hmm. and I think that's what we're seeing in Standing Rock too. That it was a huge collaborative effort, even though there are leaders.
Right. I think if we look at the pattern that we've been taught, we've really been taught to think in a very hierarchical way, and where the power to make anything happen is concentrated at the top. And as long as we think that's the way things are and the way they have to be, we give up our power. We give up our voice quite routinely without even really thinking about it. And part of our reclaiming our full spectrum of enoughness is understanding that change never comes from the leaders of the current paradigm. They're too invested in the old ways. And, you know, we look at things like Paul Hawkins' book, Blessed Unrest, which documents what he calls the biggest movement that no one knows is a movement, because it is organic and it's organically rising all over the earth at the same time. And it's responding locally. So, you know, Margaret Mead always talked about that the future always comes from, you know, people at the grassroots level. So we have to understand that this really is where the future comes from. And Standing Rock is a prime example when there is a local issue that we all can relate to from a very human, basic essence level. It's very easy to connect with protecting our water, for protecting it for future generations, and for standing together around a common value. So I think we're relearning that we are the bringers of the future, and that it's very appropriate for us to get involved in whatever way is enough for us, and not beat ourselves up about, oh, I can't go to Standing Rock right now for this reason or that. There's always something we can do to participate in having our values be heard and seen, whether it's locally or nationally. And it's a very dangerous thing to think that a leader, whether it's of our country, our state, our town, whatever, is going to solve all our problems for us. And I think we're in a state right now, post-election here, where we're understanding that part of what's shifting is the kind of the illusion that we've had that our leaders, make change happen. They really don't. There's so many other factors involved and ways that we can shift things in one way or the other. So it's just really important to not get too hooked into the gloom or despair. You know, if you don't like who you see running something, and really turn the lens towards yourselves, your community, your friends, your groups that you're involved with, and ask what you can do, because there's always something we can do that's going to be perfectly enough. If we all do that, it will be enough.
Yes, and a lot was, at least in Seattle, and what I've witnessed is people. We're impacted maybe even more by what happens locally, and there's a lot of work we can do locally. Mm-hmm. And we can support Standing Rock in many ways. We can't all go there. They actually don't want you to come right now. It's 50s below, and they can't manage more people there right now. That might change, in the spring or summer. I don't know how that'll evolve. But there are things happening in our community around water. We have water issues here. Probably every community around our country has water issues. And we have even pipeline issues near us up in Canada and near the border. And so we have local issues that we need to work, and we can do it also learning from how Standing Rock, and that's what's happening, and it's exciting because we can learn from that experience and the power of people, and not just sit back idly and think we don't have the power. And like I say, leaving it for leaders to do things. They can't do it alone. They just can't. They need us people. We need the grassroots efforts to make things happen. And so that's fabulous. It gives us. I think it gives us hope. So, what last message do you want to leave people with, and helping them wherever we are in our life of dealing with these things that hold us back, really?
Well, I think that. One of the ways that we get blocked about thinking that we could really truly change our lives is that we think it has to be complicated. We think that we have to take a class or read several books or go to some kind of expert to teach us how to shift something. And although all of those things are helpful, I really think that it's much, much more simple than that. I think that if you get to this core issue of your personal relationship to this word enough, and you can make a shift just simply in that, in your own life, in your daily life, it can really begin to help you have a lens that makes sense of everything that's not working and what you need to do to make it better. And it becomes sort of self-evident, so that you don't need to go to an expert to tell you how to fix something or do something to make your life better. You actually realize that you have all those answers within you.
Yeah, that's so true. And one last word I just want to share with this whole topic is to come from a place of gratitude, to be grateful for who you are and come with that and with others. Great gratitude for others, for the lessons we learn and the gifts that everybody brings. And so anyway, thank you, Lori, for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm really looking forward to coming to the WOW conference.
Thank you, Lori, for being on the show again. And Lori is presenting her keynote talk tonight, Friday night, February 17th. It's the Transformative Power of Enough. And remember the workshop tomorrow for women, Enough, a deep dive into the true essence of self. Such an important topic for us to get a handle on of knowing that we are enough. And that's tomorrow at North Seattle College at 9 a.m. Well, this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. And our conference is going on this weekend. Just come on by. We are going to be there all weekend. There's morning and afternoon workshops. And you can even just come free to walk in the door and see the Goddess Market, the art show. There's a healing temple. You can get a reading or a healing for someone at a very reasonable price. We have a concession. Just come sit down, have a tea, meet some people. No cost to enter the doors. Of course, there's cost for going to the events, but you would just, even if you just go to one workshop or one evening thing, there's a great concert tomorrow night with Wendy Rule and Kellyanna Gerard. It's going to be fabulous. It's at 7:30, and that's at the college too. And so come join us. We hope to see you this weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.